welcome to the Marshall Pro Podcast. This episode we have the pride of Le Mans, France, Sebastian Bourdais, the four-time Champ Car champion. Join me, we spoke specifically about his home track, his home race, the lovely 24 Hours of Le Mans, his role as part of the Ford Chip Ganassi Racing program, the Ford GT, and its return to Le Mans. One of the things I enjoyed most about our conversation was what the track itself and racing at home means to him. He's done it many times. It's not as if this is his first or even fifth 24 Hour of Le Mans, but just quite interesting to hear what it's like to race at his hometown for what is, I think without question, the world's biggest, most well-known motor race. It's not often you get a driver from Monaco competing in the Formula One race there and competing for the overall win. It's fairly rare you get that from someone born in Speedway, Indiana, competing at the Indy 500. So for Seb, it's quite interesting. Also a little bit emotional. I thought that was really cool too, just to hear what it means, how much it means to compete at home. So here is Sebastian Bourdais.
Last time you competed at Le Mans, Seb, you were in a car with an engine that felt like it was trying to shake you to death in 2012. Tell me about heading back to your home race with something pretty incredible, with Ford returning to Le Mans in the GT class. It's not like you're unfamiliar with racing GT cars, and I know that you've been wanting to get back to Le Mans for a while.
Well, I think, you know, it's just about sums up, I think, you know, the way I see racing. I just love what I do, and I don't know, you know, when I'm the happiest when I'm in a car. So I just find ways to achieve that, and thankfully I get enough opportunities to fulfill these desires, and you know, it's really, you know, thanks to Ganassi for obviously and Ford for giving me the opportunity to come back to Le Mans and be in that position, you know, to obviously drive a little bit of a piece of history at Le Mans and a piece of American history as well. So it's quite fitting, and it's a great honor, you know, to be able to do that.
I would imagine you tried to keep tabs as best you could on the test day on Sunday in between your own duties of racing in Detroit. What have you either heard from the team or spoken with them and gotten any updates or thoughts on how the Ford GT's performed, at least during the pretest?
I think everything's going well. I mean, I wouldn't say obviously performance-wise exactly where we want to be, but it's very close as well. I mean, you know, you look, I think we're like almost last, but on our car at least, but, you know, a second and a half of P1. So, you know, that GT Pro class is just so competitive. It's just a battle from the green flag to the checkered flag, and especially the way the rules are with the safety car, because it's not like in the States where you get it back, you get nothing back. You got to go and get it. It's all on pace, it's all on pure fight and reliability, and you got to make it happen. So there's no saving race there. You got to create your own opportunities, and that's, you know, that's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that fight, because I think it's an outright speed, you know, that you need to have, and then you need to have the reliability and the whole crew. And I think you know, to have four cars there and to try and, you know, make it happen there is going to be pretty cool to be a part of.
You've obviously been in and a part of the program already this year on the IMSA side. Tell me a little bit about going to race with my favorite Californian, Joey Hand, crazy German, and Dirk Müller. I don't know, the 68 Ford GT, it seems like that's going to be a bit of a fun vehicle with you thrown in as well. How do you like your chances? How do you like working with those guys? What's that like?
Well, I think the race is up for grabs. You know, I think everybody's going to have a chance. You just have to get the job done, and obviously I got two great teammates, and you know, we haven't had exactly the best luck so far, but you know, it's all like I said, there is nothing written in stone, so we'll just try and make it happen, and hopefully we can. And it, you know, if it wants to, if the race picks us, you know, we'll be good, because I truly believe that race has got a mind of its own, and it just picks its winner. I've been on the wrong side of the fence a couple of times, and I know how that works. Hopefully this year it's all smiles for us and green light.
So what is it like racing, not, you know, at a track that is truly your home track? I mean, I call Sonoma or Sears Point or Laguna Seca my home track, but in reality, I was born 60 minutes away or 2 hours away. I wasn't born in the actual town where they are from. What's it like going home and racing at a place where, you know, these are your people, your blood, they know you're from there? I would think it would be pretty awesome and amazing, but I don't know. What is that like?
It's special. It's tough. It's crazy. It's awesome. It's a bit of everything at the same time, you know. Because I mean, you've witnessed it. Obviously, the people in Europe, in general, not having access to the drivers and all that. You know, when they get close, they kind of lose their stuff a little bit. Sometimes it's a little awkward. And you know, it's not like in the States where, you know, if they don't get you that time, they know they'll, you know, come you on the way back, because they have access, they can see the cars, they can see the drivers. So it's a very different reaction to, you know, when they finally get the opportunity to meet the drivers and interact and all that. So sometimes that's a little difficult, but obviously, you know, the pull I get from all these, you know, people from Le Mans and a little broader is absolutely amazing, and it's a great honor to be able to represent you know, La Sarthe and Le Mans in general, and then the track itself. Obviously, for me, it's places that, you know, I used to drive on pretty much every day to go to school and stuff like that. So it's extremely personal. And you know, I already raced there 10 times and finished there, you know, overall second 3 times. So it's very loaded emotionally as a racetrack and as an event, and there. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride, you know, emotionally speaking, because there's just a bit of everything going on.
I guess the last question I had for you is, you've given me some really good restaurant tips in Le Mans over the years. I think you might have to take control of your teammate Joey Hand's diet, because as we know, that boy loves and lives off of McDonald's. And there is more than one McDonald's in Le Mans. So I'm just saying, there might be some need for some cultural exchange, because having him running over and getting...
I'm not even going there. If he wants to knock himself out and eat at McDonald's when he comes to Le Mans, man, I can't help it.
And that was Monsieur Bourdais. Thanks for listening in. Check out more podcasts and other content at marshallpruitt.com.